This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg. Colorado's trees are under constant threat of wildfires, drought, and beetles. But there's another factor that's targeting trees along highways. A curious listener saw this and asked us to look into it for our Colorado Wonders series. Miguel Otárola from CPR's climate team has the answer.
Drive along the I-70 corridor between the Front Range and the Rockies, and you'll see a lot of dead trees. Some were burned by wildfires, others killed by drought and mountain pine beetles, all of them subject to climate change. But something else is killing the trees directly next to the highway, something we've known about for a very long time. That something is road salt. The Colorado Department of Transportation uses road salts to melt the snow and ice packed on the interstate and other highways. While it makes it easier for plows to shovel the snow, and for motorists to get back on the road, the salt kills many of the conifer trees along the way, turning needles brown and leaving older ones to fall off prematurely. Nicole Trahan studied the problem for CEDA as a master's student at the University of Northern Colorado. She found a strong correlation between the health of the trees and the amount of road salts on their needles and in the soil.
We've known that salt is harmful for vegetation for since Roman times, since people were salting fields.
Passing cars can splash those salts anywhere from 30 to 300 feet. And because it depends on exposure to the chemicals, needles that face away from the road may even stay green. CDOT has only increased its use of de-icing road salt since Trahan's study was released in 2007. CDOT maintenance engineer Tyler Weldon says this has to do with how much traffic has increased in recent years.
We're increasing our winter operations to handle that traffic going up to Summit County and to the ski areas during the winter. So CDOT's under a lot of pressure to keep those highways open.
There are other de-icers, such as those that are acetate-based, that can still clear the roads without using harmful chlorides. Weldon says CDOT is always looking for better products to use, but that he didn't know much about those acetate de-icers. So for now, they continue to spray the tried-and-true road salts. Trahan says the dead trees are just the price for having access to the mountains year-round. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.